Hello and welcome to my website today. We're in the process of rebuilding my site from top to bottom, so next week you will see a whole new site up as we get into some other programs. I'm going to expand my radio operations. I'll tell you all about it next week. There'll be a lot of information up about it next week. So a very busy spring as we get into May on the Jim Brown site, and I'm glad you from time to time come and take a look at all we have to put up, enjoy my music, and just some of the various attributes we put up. Had a birthday, kind of a milestone. I turned 70 on May the 6th, and I wrote about it on my site. If you haven't read my birthday thoughts, you'll be there one day, and you'll want to expound and review back over your early years. I feel like I'm maybe halfway through my life at 70. I used to think 70 was old, but now it really is not. That's probably the new 50, and 90 seems kind of old, but I may change my mind when I get there. And so if you've not run over my birthday thoughts about turning that ripe old age, you might take a look on the front of the site down towards the bottom. That column is still up, and you can go to Jim's recent columns and see the my thoughts on turning 70. You'll get a kick out of some of the amusing things that, or at least my whimsical approach to it all. Hope you'd have a chance to take a look at it. We get a lot of hits, as you can tell from the box on the middle left. Worldwide, you can see people all over. I don't know who's listening to us and paying attention to the site, from Indonesia to a number of African countries, all over Asia, and of course a big following in Europe. But you can you'll have some fun looking at where all the people are coming from. And one thing, of course, they're interested in is the oil spill down here in Louisiana. We've had a little luck. We're sitting here towards the middle of May, and this was supposed to be very devastating. I spent about 5 days with all of my family as part of my birthday celebration on the Florida Gulf Coast over at Perdido Key, just as you hit the Alabama line. And, of course, there was great apprehension over there. A lot of the inland passes had been blocked off with the long rubber oil foam, rather the foam, to try to protect the oil from coming in. They've got a lot of aggressive plans over there. Just as you hit Florida, they're considering taking bulldozers and pushing the sand back from the beach, a big hunk of the sand, maybe 10 or 15 feet back from the beach. If the oil would wash up, then they would come and push the sand back over it and cover it up. So pretty interesting plan to try to save the appearance of the beach over there in Florida. Alabama has the National Guard out over there. Those states have been very aggressive because tourism is such a huge industry over there. Say, it's not as much in Louisiana on the beach. We don't have the beautiful beaches they have in Florida and Alabama. But there's an aggressive, so they're going to lose a lot of money. Just the scare has dropped business off. At some of the restaurants, some of the owners I've known for years told me that business is way off for this time of year. People canceling out because of the oil spill. One restaurant owner told me that lady came in and he wanted the redfish, and he fixed the black and redfish for her. And she came out and said, "Well, guys, I want to try it, but is that some of the oil on the fish?" When she saw the blackened part of the fish, and he said, "No, ma'am, that's not the oil, I can assure you." She was up north and just didn't know. Well, that kind of false concern obviously is driving a lot of tourism away. In Louisiana, a lot of debate going on about how quickly it took or how slowly it took for the response to take place at both the federal and the state level. It seemed like about 10 days went by before authorities really realized the depth of the whole program. And British Petroleum has come in. I can tell you a good bit. There's a lot of money to go around. Now, I'm not sure that, you know, if you have a coffee house up in New Orleans and you lost 10% of your business, you can make a claim on something like that. But as far as the shrimpers and the people down the coast, those businesses are certainly going to have a chance to be recompensated for it. There, as best I can estimate, I've looked it over from the insurance perspective, and I've concluded that there has to be $6 to $8 billion of insurance that is available. You got to remember that you've got the BP rig, their insurance, they're self-insured, but they've got some reinsurance. Then you've got the rig owner itself, they have insurance. Halliburton, that actually poured the cement that is questionable, that might have caused the blow up, they've got a large amount of insurance. They're one of the top corporations in America. Then the supplier of the safety valves that apparently were defective, they've got insurance. So they're all going to chip in. There's also a federal oil fund that involves several billion dollars. So there ought to be adequate money to take care of the cleanup and the follow-up. It's just a question of how soon it'll take to get cleaned up and how extensive the damage is going to be. And we're very hopeful that based on the first 2 weeks, the spill is kind of hanging out to sea while chemicals are being injected and sponges and all kinds of new creative processes. The lesson learned is, though, that leadership politically, I've always found, is not the day-in, day-out operations. It's to do the planning, the what-if scenario. And I guess the weakness is, without criticizing anybody, that I just don't, you've got 1,800 wells. Go down to Grand Isle, Louisiana, look off the shore, and all you can see is oil wells. Obviously, there's a chance that one is going to rupture, blow up. There could be a massive spill. What kind of planning have you done for it? And it's obvious that on the state and the local level, we can do a better job with the long-range planning. So I share those thoughts with you. Look over my site, look over this week's column about insurance, and then next week we'll have the whole new site up for you. This is Jim Brown signing off. Again, thanks for being with me today, and I hope you enjoy my site and talk to you here again soon.